I've been arguing that the challenge before us is not eliminating injustice. And if that's your project, that is another way of saying that is petition the state for redress. And what does that mean? That means, yes, we need daddy. Yes, we need masters. Yes, I want to stay a slave. Please make it better for us. That's the world we've had since class began. We're not going to get anything different by making that our project, eliminating injustice, unless you do some serious redefinition and unpack it and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Unnecessary convolutions. Circumnavigation. Unnecessary complicating of the issue. Let's just speak plainly. We want generalized leisure. Let's start with that conversation. And then someone will say, well, that's not possible. And then we would reply, why not? And then they would reply. And then we get those conversations going. We test the ideas by having all of us working on it. There was a sweet little mini example I heard, I think yesterday, because I listened to this PBS show called Car Talk for a lot of reasons. But a big reason is because I love the laughter, because we have a grim, grim world. And these two brothers, you can't listen to the show without having your heart lifted. That's a gift. That is quite a gift. And I just want to thank them for that. Yeah. Shout out to Click and Clack. Anyway, they had a, Stump the Chumps, because they had not been able to help someone whose key wouldn't, but I think it was that the key made a noise. And they suggested whatever. But the staff of Car Talk got back with this, because it was a, you know, they were setting it up for a Stump the Chump. And so the staff got back to say that they had gotten these calls from the listenership who solved the problem for it. Apparently, he didn't have a dealer key, and it was a key that had been cut. And so he had to cut off the tip because the tip was completing the circuit or blah, blah, blah. Anyway, the point of this story is that the collective mind is awesome. And we're going to practically see this in our future and in getting to our future, hopefully right away. We have no time to waste. If we want to start healing our bodies and each other and the planet and start to not have to listen to Click and Clack to have a little laughter in our lives. I mean, picture that image, huddling around the radio, hoping for a chance for some laughter. We deserve better than this. No offense to the Tappan brothers, but we need to be out there standing on our own earth, helping our neighbors build earthships, grow food, laughing at the antics of the sheep and whatever. We need to be able to lay down among the nasturtiums and look up at a clean sky. No drones, you know, no pollution. Be able to breathe and not worry about your lungs getting filled with gunk. I mean, come on. I mean, to say it's the simple things doesn't do justice to the challenge before us. But I mean, it's almost laughable when you look at where we are compared to what we deserve and must have. And then add to the mix this technology. It's no mystery why they control what goes out over the airwaves.